here know that phrase that is enjoined upon Muslims as a greeting. And people probably have seen it translated, peace be upon you. The translation is not entirely accurate. It's as-salam, the peace, ala kum. The peace is on you, upon you, like a debt, like an obligation, like a duty is upon you. It's not a prayer that God should give you peace sometime in the future. And it's not a pious hope. It's a reminder. A man came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and all the messengers, and asked, what deed can I do that would be most beneficial to people? And the Prophet replied, spread the taslim, spread this phrase, as-salamu alaykum. And among Muslims, the pious and the Sufis usually add wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and God's mercy and the blessings of God also, those are upon you. Because the Bible says, God made man in his image. The Quran says, he made human beings to be his khalifatul ard, his representatives, his standings here on earth. So if there's going to be peace here, if there's going to be God's mercy here, if there's going to be the blessings of God here, it's because we have to do it. So I was asked to give a prayer. That's not a prayer. As-salamu alaykum is not a prayer. But the focus and intention of this organization, I presume most of the people who come here, is peace. There's a verse in the Quran of peace. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, everything has a heart. Everything. And the Quran has a heart. It's the chapter called Yasin. And the chapter of Yasin has a heart. And it's one verse.
قولاً رب الرب رحيم قولاً سلم رب رحيم قولاً سلم رب رحيم.
Peace is the word from your Lord who is merciful. And the word Lord is interesting. Rab is the same word used in the Hebrew, the same cognate. And it's translated as Lord, but in Semitic languages, everything is verbs. And Rab is the verb for when a mother bird reaches out and pulls her chicks up underneath her. And Rab is the word for you're in the desert. There are excellent deserts in Saudi Arabia. You're in the desert, it's 150 degrees, you're 150 miles from the nearest shade, and a little cloud crosses the sun. You get shade for just a moment, and the verb for that is rub. So it's not exactly the word, but the word from your merciful Lord is peace. And I was supposed to give a prayer. People probably know Muslims are obliged to pray five times a day, and there's set forms of a prayer. It takes 3 to 5 minutes, unless you get excessive in your recitation. And after that, there's optional prayers. They're not required. And people will recite prayers from verses of the Quran, or recite prayers that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, all the messengers, was known to do. And it was recorded that after every time Muhammad, peace be upon him, performed the obligatory prayers, after it was over, he prayed this prayer. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam wa fahayna rabbika salam wa akhilna daraka dara salam wa tabarakti yadha jalala wa ikram. O Lord, you are peace, and from you comes all peace. Make us to live by means of your peace, and bring us to the place of peace, your garden of peace. Amen. And I remind you, as I remind myself, Assalamu alaikum.